Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Real Talk Radio. Lovey, how are you guys doing today?
Girl, you after you pray, I'm going to tell you, just I don't know what to say. Only God brought us here this minute. I'll tell you in a minute, but I'll let you go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Yes, trust me. I feel you. Trust me. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. And it blessed the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This has been a trying week. This has been challenges. This has been a week of pain. This, you call it, you name it, but God is still on the throne. And so we just want to just go ahead and take this moment just to bless him and to praise him and to glorify him and to magnify him today, because it is only by the grace of God that we are here today. And so in spite of the tactics that the enemy tried to throw our way, the dots and all those things that he tried to throw our way, God still covered us. And so we're going to bless his name today, and we're going to get this word out so that people can be empowered, they can be fed, and then they can move on to another level in Jesus Christ. Because the days that we're living in, they're not going to get any easier. They're going to get tougher. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about don't get caught naked, spiritually naked, that is. We don't want you to get caught naked, period. But we don't want you to get caught spiritually. We don't want you to be caught spiritually naked, because we need to be clothed. So we're going to go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father, Amen. We just come before your throne just thanking you, God, and just blessing your name, Father. You are such an awesome and a glorious God, and we just give you glory and honor and praise in all things today, God. We thank you, Father God, for the challenges. We thank you, Father God, for the adversities that we're facing. We thank you, Father God, for your hand that covers us, that keeps us safe, keep us we just thank you for giving us strength to just endure and persevere, Father God. We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for us and who died and who rose on the third day with all power and authority in his hands. Now he has given that to us, Father God, to walk in the earth, Father God, and declare your will be done. So, God, we just thank you for today, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We pray, Father, that those that are on the line, we just thank you for them, Father God. And we pray that today, Father, as they hear, Father God, that they hear in the spirit, Lord God, and let them open up their hearts and their minds, that they would receive what it is that the Holy Spirit is about to release, God. We thank you, Father God. We bless you, and we honor you, and we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. We just bless God today. He's such an awesome God.
Amen.
We just walked home to do the show. My mother was supposed to pick us up, and we got stranded. Man, you should see my daughter run. She left me behind. Say, she said, "Mom, you okay? I gotta run and start the show." If it was not for God, I would have passed out walking to get home.
Oh, Lord.
But like, God praise, hallelujah.
I know. Amen.
That we won't do the show tonight, but the devil is a liar, and we gotta make sure that we get it on our website so that people can hear it, even if they don't get to tune in at the appropriate time. But an awesome title, Lovey. Awesome. You want to hit it, and let's get it.
Okay, amen. As we were talking, and when you know how we do, we just let the Lord just lead us, and whatever the Lord says, you know, that's what we go with, and we trust him to download what it is that he wants us to share. And so when the Lord gave me the topic, don't get caught naked, I said, okay, you know, now take me something. Where are you going to take me? I know you can take me somewhere with this. And so what the Holy Spirit was saying, you know, we can't be caught naked in this hour, because so much is happening around us, and we've been talking about this a lot, and I believe that the things that we continuously talk about is for a purpose, because God wants his people to hear that the time that we're living in, this ain't no joke, this is the real deal. You know, it's time for us to get our lives together, it's time for us to get our families together, is to, you know, speak out in the communities, in different areas, in different ways. And we thank God for the internet, and we thank God for the Blog Talk Radio, the different stations that he has his servants using to get the word out, you know, because back in the day, we didn't have all this. People had to travel a lot. And, you know, nowadays, some people can't travel, but that, you know, that is not stopping them from tuning in and logging into different stations to hear what God has to say. So we need to be armored up. And so the Lord had gave me a couple of scriptures. And the first thing that I was thinking about the other day was in 2 Timothy 3. And this is what the Lord was saying, and I was speaking. He just kept, you know, just sharing this with me and placing it in my spirit, because there's so many different, you know, people coming out with different titles and things like that. People are selling God's word, prostituting it, pimping it, the way we like to put it, you know. But either way, you know, if it's out of order with God, it's just out of order, period. We can't clean that up. You know, right. Either you're out of order or you're in step. You can't be in step and out of order at the same time. So with 2 Timothy 3, this is what the Lord had showed me when I was reading. He says, don't be naive. There are different times ahead. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting, stuck-up, profane, contemptuous of parents, crude, coarse, dog eat dog. This is coming from the Message. Unbending, slanderous, and falsely wild, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated windbags, addicted to lust and allergic to God. My God. They'll make a show of religion, but behind the scenes, their animals. Stay clear of them. And so I thought, oh my, you know, that right there makes you want to look at, you know, the people that we are around that's spreading things that are not of God. Now, when I go back to the NIV, for some of us who are, you know, we want to make sure we hit on different readers that it comes from, but I'm going to go back to the NIV and read the same thing. It says, but mark this, and we're still at 2 Timothy 3. It says, but mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. And so as I was asking God, I said, God, you know, where are we going with this? And he says, when we walk outside, outdoors, and we are unarmored, we don't have on that full armor of God, we basically leave ourselves open for destruction. Now, the thing with that is we don't even have to walk out outdoors. All we have to do is open our eyes and get up that morning. And if we are not right standing with God, if we don't have that shield of faith, which is that faith, I'm believing in Jesus Christ, that he's going to keep his promise. If we don't have that faith in God, knowing that he is who he is, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble, especially in the last days, because as we read the scripture, it talks about how we're going to be lovers of ourselves, lovers of money, and boastful, and slanderous. My God, we're slandering each other in the spirit, and in the body of Christ. We're killing each other with words when we're supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. We're constantly cutting each other down, and we make little remarks, and we know it's directed towards each other, you know what I mean? But some of us can see that. We need to be mindful of that, to be prayerful about that, because God is coming back. The Lord is coming back, and he's coming back for a church that is ready and prepared to go to heaven with him and rejoice. But we can't go if we have all of this kind of mess going on. Now, it talks about in Ephesians 6, it talks about the armor of God. And that's where the Lord continued to take me to, the helmet of salvation. It first starts with the head. What's in our thinking? If our head is not covered, nothing else is covered either. So therefore, we need to be mindful of the things of God, just constantly thinking on the things of God. And then it goes on to talk about the breastplate of righteousness. It's not that we're so righteous, but we're righteous through Christ Jesus. We're always need to keep ourselves being humble, honest, and good. And so as I was looking at this this form that it has, you know, I was researching, because I like to research a lot so I can learn some things. But when it went on to say the belt of truth, and it talks about the truth keeps us from putting into the, from giving into the world's belief. Now that takes me back to that scripture that we were reading. You know, it's so many people, and I see it continuously. You know, I sometimes get it in my inbox. You know, if I can give you a prophecy, if you know, if you send this money to this bank account and blah blah blah, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You know, you're not finna sell me God's word, because first of all, He gave me the eyes to see and the ears to hear, and I'm gonna go to His word, and His word that's spoken first is the prophetic word, and so the prophet only comes to confirm what God has already spoken. So you're not about to sell me God's word when His word is already true, because God didn't sell me His word; He gave me His word as a gift to eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. His Son, Jesus Christ, is the Word. So when we start dealing with that kind of stuff, that's that false prophecy, which takes me over. And, Lovey, I'm just on, just going and going and going. So jump in when you want to. I'm just going to jump over.
Go ahead, Lovey.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm just going to jump over to what Jannes and Jambres, when they opposed Moses, and they talked about that in 2 Timothy 3:8-9. Then they were supposed to have miraculous powers, but my God, they had no power compared to God. You know what I'm saying? That's that false prophets that talk about, you know, they can lay hands on you and you be healed. You don't know where those hands have been. And so instead of us being healed, we done contracted somebody else's disease or sickness or illness on top of what we already have. So we got to be careful with that. Jumping back over to the armor of God, our worship, our praise, this is very important. We have to remember that our praise, it honors God in all things. It honors God. He is glorified. The Bible says that God loves. He inhabits the praises of His people. And so we have to learn to praise God, not just when things are looking good, but when things are not looking so good. See, sometimes we get so puffed up and we get that name title going, and we're afraid to tell people that we're not having a good day. And we talked about that before too, Lovey, you remember. We don't want to tell people that we need prayer. We don't want to tell people that we're sick in our bodies. Well, you know, we don't want to tell people that we're taking medications. Well, first of all, God is the one who strategically planned the doctors in the earth to help His people. We just have to be spiritually and practically. We can't just be spiritual. We have to throw some practical sense in there too. That's why God gave us doctors and hospitals. Now He wants us to continue to do what, you know, what it is that He wants us to do. Now I went down to the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Well, if we don't study the Word of God, how are we going to know the Word of God? The Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved, a workman not ashamed of the gospel, but rightly divided by truth. So therefore, if we're going to preach the word of God and speak the word of God, we have to know the word of God. But if we don't spend time in the word of God, we can't give nobody, you know, some things off top of our head. We have to know the word of God, meditate on the word of God, allow the word of God to speak to us so that we can get an understanding of what it is, you know, that God is saying to us. So now I get down to the gospel of peace, the gospel of peace, being right with God and being content in troubled times. So it doesn't matter what my refrigerator looks like. I know God is not going to let me starve. It doesn't matter what my bank account looks like. I know that God is not going to let me go broke. You know, I know that He's going to supply all of my needs, which takes me back to that faith walk. I have to walk in faith. We have to walk in faith in this hour. We have to have our eyes and our ears open as to what it is God is saying, so that we won't come under teachings in order for us to be at a place of peace. See, God is not the one who's going to send us. He's not the one who's going to send us through a lot of chaos and confusion, because that's not the type of God He is. He's a peaceful God. He is a God who corrects us through His word, but He is also a peaceful God. And so He allows us to walk in peace. If there's no peace, then God is not in there. And so we need to check that. Lovey, go ahead and jump in.
Well, praise the Lord. The reason why I was allowing you to just complete what you had is that God was giving me another side to it also. You're so right. These are the last days, and people are lovers of themselves. I see it. And I didn't even recognize that you get people in your mailbox telling you the same thing. This guy, and I'm going to go into what God gave me in a few minutes, but this guy literally told me that I should, even though I told him that my husband left me for other women, blah, blah, blah. He said, you should go back and get your, listen to what he said. You should go back and try to get your husband because it's the right thing to do. And if you send me some money, he'll be coming back to you. I said, excuse me? If you send me some money, I'll make sure he comes back to you.
Oh, my.
I said, excuse me? He said, I can work it that if you send me a particular amount of money, I will have him begging you back. I said, that's okay. That's a form of witchcraft and voodoo and all that stuff.
Right.
I can't go there. But the Lord has shared with me during the course of the day, the reason why I wanted you to go into it is because we just got in and I was rushing and I was breathing hard because I was running. So I wanted you to just set the pace. But the Lord was dealing with me on this aspect of it. When I, with my phone, I had it plugged into my phone, but not to my, the wall. So my phone was plugged in, and I couldn't understand why it was not charging. I said, why is this phone not charging? The Holy Spirit said to me, look down. It's not plugged in. So he began to minister to me. When you say, don't get caught naked. Sometimes we can think that we're plugged into God. We can think that we are functioning the way that we should, but lack of prayer, lack of relationship, lack of time with God, that intimacy with God can cause us to be irritable. You sometimes find yourself, you go to work, and things that would normally not irritate you begin to irritate you. People begin to get on your last nerve, and you don't understand. You don't comprehend what's going on. You even get, when you get home, you get with your children, you see a dish in the sink, you're getting frustrated. And you don't know why you're getting frustrated. You're going to church. This is what God said. You're going to church, and you'll see people are active in your church, and they're praising the Lord, and you know, they're written in tune to God, but the music is frustrating you. Your pastor's getting on your one nerve because you're not connected. You think you're connected, and my phone was connected to the wire, but it was not plugged into God. So when you're not plugged into God, there's you're susceptible to attack of the enemy. The flesh is in motion. You see what I'm saying? You're more fleshly. You're carnal. Your thinking is thinking. Come on. That's why we need more of the Holy Spirit. As being a pastor, being leaders, we give up so much. I'm talking about leaders right now, but we'll get back to laymen. When you are a leader and you give out, you should in turn receive from the Holy Spirit. But when you are lack of prayer and lack of hearing from God and you're so busy doing nothing, you're busy going to work, you're busy taking care of your family, but you don't have time for that intimacy. And we talked about this before. Love, you have a husband. I don't. But if you neglect your husband, he's going to feel a way about it. He's not going to feel good that you have neglected being connected to him. So, in essence, it's the same way with God. When we are not connected to God, we are lost. We are out there susceptible to the attack of the enemy, susceptible to make wrong decisions because the Holy Ghost is not leading us. If we don't read the Word, as you said, if we don't get the Bible is a mystery. Every time that you read a scripture, come on, somebody, you get something from that scripture that you didn't get before. So that is a short self-approved, not to man. See, the problem with is that we sometimes study to make man see that we know what's really going on. I gotta show them I know, but the Bible says to study to show yourself approved unto God. Because then when you get what you need from God, you can give up to other people. And see, it takes the Holy Ghost to break down and dissect the Word and feed you it, the side that I got. And your side is awesome. I love when we can come together.
Right.
You're saying this world is right, and it is, because it's the end times, and we are selfish, and that's true. So when you are busy doing you, and you're busy doing your work, and you're doing that selfishness, because you're not connected to God, so you can connect to others. You're busy taking care of your family. You're busy really basically doing nothing for the kingdom. So now Satan can come and implant seeds in your head. He can come and infiltrate your mind. When you because you're walking freshly. Mm-hmm. You're open. That's how God put it to me.
Amen. That's a word. Amen. I love it. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I'm telling you, you know, because when we just talk about the word of God and just how awesome he is and just being able to come together and connect, you know, as sad as it is, you don't see too many coming together and connected. You see a lot of discord, you know what I mean? The last couple of weeks, you know, I've been getting messages, where are you? You know, what's going on? You know, are you okay? I'm fine. You know, but listen, when God calls me to a certain place, I know that he's calling me for a particular reason. Sometimes, I'll pop in, I'll pop out. But my time with God is more precious than what's going on the internet or anything else. You understand what I'm saying? Because if I don't spend that consecration, I put it up there today, that meditation, that consecration, that preparation time, if I don't spend that time with God, everything that comes out of my mouth is going to be fleshly because I haven't spent any time with God. I need that time with God in order for people to hear what God is saying through me and not hear what I am saying through me. You understand what I'm saying, Levy? And there's a difference, you know, when people start talking about, you know, oh, you did a great job, you know, or you look awesome, or blah, 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 you know, giving compliments. And if we ain't spend no time in God, we would take that, you know, as, you know, sometimes it goes through our head. That's when that boastful thing comes in that Apostle was talking about in Timothy, when he was talking to Timothy, you know, being boastful, becoming boastful in pride. We have to be careful of that, especially pride. Pride is like a snake. It'll sneak in, hissing right on in, real quietly, you know, and you look up and it's there, and then you wonder how it got there because it slithered its way on in while we were too busy loving on ourselves and loving on our monies and loving on the materialistic things instead of loving on God. And when we start loving on things other than God, we have just become idol worshipers. The Bible says that there is no other God besides him. That means that everything else has to submit to him. Everything else has to yield to him. And so in these last days that we're living in, we have to be careful not to be caught without our spiritual clothing on. We can't allow people to pull us out of our consecration time and that time that we spend with God. You know, I read a post, I can't remember what it was, but, you know, I read something the other day where it was saying, you know, don't be quiet, don't be silent, you know, you're running, you're hiding because you're going through this. And I thought, my God, how do you know what that person is going through? How do we know that God didn't pull that person, you know, set them apart for a particular time, for a particular season, for a particular hour? How do we know that? You know, and we have to be careful of speaking on things, you know, putting our mouth on the people of God, especially those whom he have called to do a particular thing in the earth. Because when we put our mouths on the people of God, we're putting our mouths on God. When we put our mouths against the people of God, we're basically putting our mouth against God, because remember, he's the one that has called those people just like he called us. And so we have to be careful about putting out, you know, assuming. It's deadly to assume anything. I would rather ask. I'm not going to assume anything. I'm going to be bold enough and ask you, hey, are you okay? I haven't seen you in a while. I would rather do that. You know what I mean? And take the hit for someone to say it's none of your business. I would rather do that instead of assuming that a person went into hiding. Now, you know, we have to really keep our mouths off of that. That's when that treacherous and that slanderous thing come in. Boy, we can show to our brother and sister down, and we have no idea what's going on. We got to keep away from that. Keep ourselves in a place of worship. Keep ourselves in a place of praise at the feet of Jesus so that we can hear exactly what he is saying in these end times, so that we won't be caught off guard. If I'm on a plane and I don't know how to drive that plane and the pilot disappears, I'm in trouble because I don't know what I'm doing. It's the same thing with a soldier. A soldier can't go into battle if he don't have no weapon. He's not ready. And so therefore, when we go, you know, when we go out, and not just out, because when we're speaking the word of God, period, and we haven't spent any time in the presence of God, we haven't studied his word, we haven't meditated on his word, we're basically going into an open field, just holding our hands up saying, you know, here I am, do what you need to do. We're about to be infiltrated. We're about to be torn down. We're about to be jacked up because we don't have no armor on. So,
that's right.
You know, we got to be ready, Lovey. I mean, this thing with the end times, what's so going on, how, you know, I was reading how mothers, you know, a mother had beheaded her baby and people are just, you know, hurting the children and pastors turning their churches into nightclubs and, you know, all of this kind of stuff, all for the love of money. Hey, my assignment is to pray that God's will be done. You know what I mean? We have to be careful when we put our mouths on stuff. We speak what God says, speak in regards to that, and we keep it moving. You know, the evilness that has been released in the earth now is not the time to fall away from prayer. We really need to spend more time in prayer. If we can't come together in prayer, we have a problem. Our prayer can change every event, every situation that happens in the earth. If we learn to come together in prayer, our prayer, the Bible says that when we pray, God hears us. When we pray on one accord, he hears us. And so we need to learn how to pray, even in the comforts of our home. I pray anywhere. I don't care where we are. When the Lord said pray, I'm praying. You know, and so because my charge, my assignment, first of all, I'm going to be obedient to God. I'll take the hit from man any day. My first desire is to be obedient to God. And, you know, this journey, the last couple of months has been the loneliest, and I'm not going to lie, I'm just going to keep it real because that's what we're talking about. Let's talk, keeping it real. This journey in the last couple of months has been the loneliest journey I have ever been on. But you know what? I know what my assignment is, and God already told me that some of those who are even near and dear to you will not understand when you pull yourself away. They will not understand when you pull yourself away and shut things down. It's not that you're pushing them away, but you have to hear what I'm saying to you. This is what God said to me. I need you to hear what I'm saying to you because the time is going to come when I'm going to need you to release that word to them, and they may not receive that word, but you're going to have to stand fast. You're going to have to be ready. And so my obedience to God is a yes, Lord. Now is not the time to pull away and to turn our heads and faces away from God. We need to be eating his word spiritually. We need to be prayerful. We need to be praising and worshiping, even in the toughest of times. And, you know, we always talk about praising and worship because you and I, we're worshipers. Pastor Keisha, we're all a worshiper. Rod, all of us, we're worshipers. We're praisers. We praise him. We worship him through the storm. And so we need to continue to tell others as well, especially in these times. Don't ever lose your worship. Don't ever lose your praise. If you're stretched out on the bed, you better praise God right there on that bed where you at. And I promise you he'll give you a miracle because he's done it for me. I've seen it. You know what I mean? I've been there. I'm not going to tell you something I haven't did myself. I've been to the point where I've been laid flat out on my bed, and I've had to praise God from there. And I promise you the Lord sent down a miracle, and I was able to get up off of that bed, able to walk on my own. So I know that he is a faithful God. And he is true to his word. So in this hour, don't get caught naked. Don't get caught with your spiritual clothes off. Put on your whole armor. Be ready in season and out of season. You ain't got to be no pastor. Everybody ain't called to be a pastor, a preacher, a bishop, or none of that, apostle, or prophet, but you are called a child of God. Therefore, in this hour, you have an assignment, and that is to undergird somebody in prayer, to undergird some pastors or bishops or missionaries who are going out and doing the work of the Lord, to pray on behalf of others, your families, your children. I have a legacy, and that's my grandchildren. Therefore, I'm not giving up because I have a legacy to fulfill, and that is to raise prophets that are my grandchildren that are in my family right now. Amen?
Amen. Well, and you're so right what you're saying. And I don't want to be a deadbeat mom. In essence, I don't want to be a mother that failed to pray, failed to live the life so that my children can have a legacy of righteousness. I'm not just in this walk for myself. I'm here for my generation, the generation after me, and my children's children. Come on now. So I have to live a certain, carry myself a certain way. And I was just asking my daughter to pull up a scripture for me. And we were talking about praying, how, you know, you don't have to be a pastor and apostle and all that. See, let's forget all the main titles. We were commanded to pray. God says to pray. Pray is a connection to Him. See, when you don't pray, you have lack of power, because now you're not connected to the power source. Just like my phone was connected to the wire of the phone in that little thing, but it was not connected to the power source. See, no power came from it. So that's how we are. We are not prayed up. We're not. We got no power. Infiltrate everything in our lives. Come on now. He can do things that he would normally do. Because when we are prayed up, when we are worried up, he can the room back up. Because he said, and I always said it, he's going to be like my camera. Can't touch that. Because you know what? He says that we have that intimacy with God. He says that we've been prayed up. He says that we've been worried up. So he knows that the Holy Spirit is in charge. When we pray, when we read, we are submitted to the Holy Spirit, and He can in turn give us instructions. He can in turn counsel us. He can in turn comfort us. But when we are about our own business, into our own thing, our everyday life, going through the same old thing, getting up, we are in a rush. We make a bed late. So you know we are on Facebook, we on the internet, and we don't have time. I know for me who works. When I go to bed, I'm getting up late for work, you know, and I might just say to the Lord, God, I thank you for waking me. My day goes differently when I just say, Lord, I thank you, and just keep it moving. But when I begin to talk to God and allow Him to minister to me and allow the Holy Spirit to set the pace for the day, come on, somebody, it makes me feel lively, alert, come on, and makes me see things that I normally wouldn't see if I... And I will see more. I'm more sharper in the spirit. I'm more in tune to the spirit. But when I don't pray, when I'm all caught up in Facebook, when I'm all caught up in the media, when I'm all caught up in TV, when I'm all caught up in Angela, I am not functioning in my function as a child of God who's connected to my husband, who's connected to my sister. He's everything in one. See, I know that he's my power source. We keep saying, I know God is everything. I know I can't do nothing without him. But yet, we sometimes neglect to spend that quality time with him. We're so busy orchestrating things and doing things and watching Empire. I don't want that. We're so busy doing these things, and which is so amazing. I can't believe the Christians. Come on now. I heard these pastors saying that people don't go to church on Wednesday night because they're watching Empire. Are you for real? Why are you watching Empire and your Empire? He's pulling down things that you should be focused on. Come on. See, don't let nothing take the place of God. Don't let your child, your husband, nobody take the place of God. God is uno. And then everything else will fall in place. When you put God first, you're going to love your husband right. You're going to love your children right. You are going to be so excited about things. When I connect to God, come on, I feel lively. I'm at peace. Things don't offend me like they normally do. But when I'm into Angela and into work, or I got to get this done, I got deadlines, or I'm into Facebook and I'm into that, I'm not easily offended. Little things can irritate the mess out of Angela. But when Angela is connected to the Lord, somebody help me, you can say whatever you want. I don't care. Because your opinion on me don't matter. It's God's opinion.
Right.
But then when Angela is connected to Angela, or when she thinks she's connected to God and they don't really plug in, you can say boo and I probably get offended. So that's why we have to stay focused, not to allow in this season. See, the enemy knows that we're about to emerge a big harvest for the Lord. Things are about to change in the atmosphere. So what is he doing? Mm-hmm. He sent all these distractions our way. So we will not focus on the things of God. Come on.
We get
distracted with foolishness of the world. We become, sometimes we bring the worldly system into our walk with God. We cannot do that. We got to recognize the enemy from afar, and when you are not connected to God, you cannot see the enemy from afar. He can infiltrate your house. He can infiltrate your body. Come on. People think that the enemy cannot influence you. The enemy can influence when you're not plugged in to God, when you're spiritually naked.
Right.
When you, sometimes if we allow God to show us, we'll be like that, the cartoon that, you remember I put the cartoon up, and the man was like, opening his mouth like, wow. When we really see ourselves and see that we got, we lack praise, we lack words, and we see things differently, and we stand back and say, you know what, my prayer life should be. Mm-hmm. It wasn't how it used to be. I don't read my word. I'm more offended than I should. Come on. I'm more sensitive than I should. There's a difference when you're connected to God versus when you're not. You become more worldly. You're influenced more easily. Come on. So people that you used to care about and you used to think was spiritual, now because you're on another plane and you're worldly, you don't see their spirituality anymore. You don't see, oh, my pastor, he just worked my nerve. She just worked my nerve. You know why? Because you need more God.
Right.
Going to church. You don't feel like what? You don't feel like going to church. There's something wrong. When you don't feel for the things of God, there's something wrong. There's something just like my phone. Plugged in, but not really plugged in. I'm plugged in, but I'm not plugged in to the power source. It's truly, listen, Lummy, it's all right to say that God, I live, and for God, I just die, and all this. But put your mouth, come on, put your body where your mouth is. It's time to start pulling down. It's time to just really stand up and see where you at. And if you need more prayer, then Lord God, forgive me. Because we could be in a place where we lack prayer, and we're always looking for others to pray for us. Hello? You got the same Holy Ghost. We always looking for a word. When you see that you're thirsty, listen to me. When you see that you're thirsty, you're always looking for a word. The Bible has more prophecies than your sisters and brothers do. Come on. When you begin to read that word and you speak your life in your own life, and you begin to take these promises of God and speak in the atmosphere and believe it. Come on. God will be glorified in your life. You will feel more powerful. You will not feel victimized. And when you don't have that time with the Lord, you feel victimized. It's me. It's always about me. Me, 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 me. God, why me? Why not you? The Bible tells us to die to self. Angela's going to die. And sometimes Angela wants to kick up, but the Holy Ghost, who, if you're connected to, will correct you. When you're connected to God, you get corrected. And when you get corrected, you don't get upset. But when you are straying away from God and you're naked and God corrects you, you have a problem with it. Or you have a problem with whom God has used to correct you. Correction is love. As long as it's done in love. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this, honey? We've got to be careful that we are naked and walking around and don't know that we're naked because we are clothed naturally, but we are not clothed spiritually.
Spiritually, right. Exactly. We're naked.
Naked. And we're not even ashamed. You know why? Because we don't know that we're naked.
Right. Right. That's what's in
When you take the time to see that you're comfortable, or you feel a voice in your heart, you know what that is? Jesus, I need more of you. When you get more of Jesus, I'm serious. This is not a game. This is not play time. This is a serious time where Satan is out to infiltrate. And we can say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But if you ain't got the word in you, and you ain't connected to the power source, You gotta humble yourself. When you are humble, that means that you're prayed up. You prayer is a sign of humility. God, I need mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
But
yes,
I just think that you don't think that we have arrived. That we don't need to pray like we should. I heard people say, "Oh, I get to the point that I don't need to read my word like I used to, or you know, the word is in me." But as I said, when you read the word of God, there's something new. There's mystery in the word, and every time you read it, there's something new and exciting about the word of God. Get it up, lovey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. No, I was just looking at a scripture that I have pulled up. No, it's just a couple of things that you hit on that we had mentioned earlier, you know, that were in the scripture when you were talking about the different shows and everything. You know, that's one of the things that Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy, you know, about. He said that we would, you know, it would be the lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You know, it's not for us to be in the limelight, you know, to let ourselves be glorified. That's a place where only God resides. We are way out of order when we start allowing our pleasure, our activities, what we want to do to take the place of God. If God is calling us, if he said, hey, you know, I need you to move away from the TV for an hour, you know, or so, I need to talk to you. You know, we're way out of line when we begin to put, whether it's TV shows, whether it's people. You know, we talked about this before. We were saying how sometimes when we go to our place of prayer and all of a sudden the phone starts ringing. All of a sudden, text messages come in, or the inboxes come in. You know what I mean? That's a distraction right there. But in order for us to see that in the spirit, we have to be connected to God in the spirit. That means we have to be able to see that the enemy is trying to deter us from the place that God wants us to be, because he knows that if we spend that time with God, that God is about to download some stuff in us that's going to prepare us for battle. And he knows that when we are armed with battle, that we can cast him down, that he is under our feet, that we are preparing to take territory. But we can't take territory if we allow our pleasure to overpower our desire for God. So I'm going to say that again, because the Holy Spirit says, say that again. We cannot take territory if we allow our pleasure to overpower what we have for God, our desire for God. So everything that we do should be to glorify God. Yes, everything we do, I don't care what it is, everything we do, what we hear, what we say, what we watch, what we listen to, everything should be given glory and honor to God, because the enemy uses whatever he can to plant that seed of unrighteousness, if that seed of filth, if that seed of sin, if that seed of deceit, if that sin of fornication, whatever it may be, is planted even a little bit. We have then opened the doors for the enemies to come in. That's that snake that we talked about earlier. See, when the grass is high, you can't see the snake. You can't even hear it. So when we're high up on our pleasures of the world, we can't hear the enemy when he's down low, crawling in between our legs, ready for that first bite. So we have to be careful on the things that we're allowing to take over, to overpower us in our pleasure. I was looking at a scripture again. These scriptures were really jumping out at me, because God is saying, I need you to be prepared. I need you to be prepared. Some are leaving and some are coming. Don't you worry about the ones that's leaving. You just minister to the ones that's coming. So the Lord took me to the scripture where it says, still in 2 Timothy in 3, we're down at 16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. To 17, it says, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for good work. When you were talking about that correction thing, yeah, we can give it, but sometimes we can't take it. Well, how are we going to grow? We talked about that before. How are we going to grow if we're not willing to take correction? you know, and correction can comes in different forms, and God gives us a way to give that correction. We know when we're going in the wrong way. We already know it because the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, the Holy Spirit that we say is our teacher, that we say is our teacher. Now that's when everything comes to the table, and that's when everything that we say is really put to the test, when we receive, the way we receive that correction. The Lord shows us, you know, ourselves through this correction, because everybody can't take it. We want to step on other folks' toes, but we don't want our steps on. You know what I mean? But in order for us to grow, we need that correction. And then when we're correcting others, we need to do it out of love, because our assignment is to build up the kingdom, not tear it down. Mm-hmm. We can't deter away from the love walk. If we deter away from the love walk, then we have really turned ourselves away from Jesus, because Jesus is love. You can't talk Amen. About love and explain love without talking about God, because God Amen. Is love. And so whatever we do, if we do it and love is not in the midst of that, then whatever we're doing out of ourselves. We're doing out of our flesh. And so that's when everything, back to what we were saying, that's what everything shows out, whether we're covered or whether we're uncovered. If we're not walking in love, we're uncovered. Our love walk is jacked up. We need to go back and check that. And we're walking in unforgiveness, we're still uncovered. We need to go back and check that. Those things, you know, we need to be covered with the armor of God. We need to be covered with his love. We need to be fully clothed from head to toe in forgiveness. We have an issue with that forgiveness. We need to be walking in self-control. Our bodies, period, need to be covered, clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If people are looking at us and they can't see God, we should be able to walk in a room and our whole atmosphere change without even telling somebody who we are. The whole anointing of God that covers over us, when we walk into a room, it can be chaos and confusion. When we walk Amen. Into that room, the whole entire atmosphere should change. Amen?
Amen. I so agree. And, you know, as I was studying too, about God command us, give us a commandment to pray, because pray is essential. And I'm going to allow my daughter to read the scripture that I asked her to look up.
I haven't, but I want to repeat it. First Thessalonians, what chapter?
Just read it.
Okay, First Thessalonians, don't know the chapter. Verse 17, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. And 22, abstain from evil, from every form of evil.
Yes, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. So anybody that needs to hear that.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Now, how far do you want me to read?
Just keep reading.
Okay. 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Brothers, pray for us.
What?
Brothers pray for us.
Pray is totally essential to stay connected, not only stay connected for ourselves, but stay connected so that we can pray for each other.
Pray is a commandment.
We've got to stay focused and stop being so worldly-centered and spend that quality time with God so we can be connected, so that we can build kingdom, so that we can be more at peace, more joyful. Because when you're not connected to the person of the Holy Spirit, the person of God, your whole attitude is totally
different.
You're more abrupt. Come on, I know what I'm talking about. You're more abrupt. You're not as loving. People be asking me at work when I'm going through something because when you go through, sometimes you pull away from God. You should be running to God, but sometimes we backslide because we are hurt. See, the enemy uses that to cause you to disconnect. But you can allow your circumstances and your problems. It's all a trick in the scheme of the enemy, just like you said. He knows how to work it. Oh, yeah, you know, remember this. He's always bringing things back. Yeah, God ain't helping you with this. The devil is a liar, because if I continue to stay
yes, yes.
It's time I allow my bills, I allow my situations at work to disconnect me, and you cannot allow that to happen. This is an essential time, as you just said, because the enemy knows that we are about to emerge as people of God. He promised that this is the season of favor. So what's going to happen? When God speaks a word, all hell hears, and all hell is breaking loose. They will bring all kinds of deception. They're going to bring TV shows that have some. See, what you just said is so awesome. You said if you're watching a show or you're doing something that you think is going to be pleasurable to your flesh, you need to ask yourself this. How is this bringing glory to my God? I'm not saying that you shouldn't have downtime, but anything that promotes sin, anything that promotes sin, you shouldn't be so happy about and promote it. Come on now, take that time to promote the kingdom and God. But we are so busy allowing the enemy to deceive us because there's lack of prayer, lack of word. We are miserable people because we allow our circumstances to dictate to us when we should look up and for our circumstances. You know, we hear this all the time. Circumstances? My God is bigger. You need to take the word of God and speak it over our lives. If you want to be successful in this world, we got to meditate and be careful to do what the word of God says.
We'll
be successful. We will be more joyful. I want someone to hear this. The reason why you are so irritable is that you're so busy doing nothing.
Right.
When I say busy doing nothing, you're not building yourself up. You're not building up the kingdom. You're not being connected to God. Yes, you have a plug, but the plug is not connected to the power source. So when you're walking around, I have my phone right here, Lovie, and I usually call on the other line, but because we was in a rush, I didn't plug my phone in this morning. So therefore, I have a phone, and it's plugged in. It's plugged into that little hole right there, and my plug is connected to that. But then sometimes because we can see the wire, because we're going to church, because we're reading our words sometimes, we're praying sometimes, we're not recognizing, trick of the enemy, that when we look down, we're not really plugged in.
Right.
That's why things are not going the way they should. That's why you're so easily to get angry. That's why you're so easily to get frustrated. Because a person that spends quality time with God, you're not easily offended.
Right.
Things cannot easily get to you. So when you are frustrated, when you are worried and concerned about everything, God is calling you. God is calling you for intimacy. Time spent with Him will change your circumstances. I'm going to say this for somebody tonight. Your circumstances might not change, but you will. And when you change, you will view your circumstances differently. And then you'll begin to put more confidence in the God of circumstance. Making sense?
Yeah.
Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Lord.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I don't know who is it for, but and it may be for someone on the recording, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, O ye of little faith. And what he's saying is that we're looking to our circumstances.
Come on.
Instead of looking to the one who can take care of all circumstances.
That's right.
So we're looking to the fact that our money may be funny, but we're not looking to the God who supplies all of our needs.
Our bodies may be ailing.
Our bodies may be sick. Our bodies may be, and it's not God's desire for us to be sick. And yes, we do get a little ailey because I've been there, and I'm feeling a little underwater today. But God is. What I hear the Spirit of the Lord is saying is that we're looking to the fact that, you know, don't claim the sickness, but claim the healing.
Come on.
The Bible says that by His stripes we are healed. And so whoever the word is for, take that word, speak that word. Listen, when we speak the word in faith,
Amen.
God will manifest that word. He will glorify. He will the manifested glory of God will shine on our situation. But we have to speak that word in faith. I don't care if you have to say, my body is healed over and over and over again in Jesus' name, amen. You keep saying that. If you're lacking in faith, if you're a little weary in that faith department, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So just because I can't see my situation in the positive now, I'm going to speak it in the positive, though it's in the negative, but I'm going to speak to that situation as if it's already in the positive because I'm standing on faith. And when I stand on faith, I'm standing on the word of God, and the word of God is true. He's not going to reverse his word. He can't do that. He's not going to make himself out of a liar. He can't do that. And so once his word, his prophetic word, you know that prophetic, the one, the line that we like to run to so much, you know, whether it's on the phone or it's in a church or it's a conference, that prophetic whatever, listen, the prophetic word starts in the word of God. That's the prophetic word. Now, when we start saturating ourselves in that prophetic word that's already spoken, then we can start moving in faith. And then when that prophet or prophetess come or whoever comes that God sends to release that word is already, it's confirmed. But
it's
my faith walk, it's
Amen.
Just a confirmation. Amen. Thank you, Lovey. But we have to move in faith. I'm standing on the word of God. I believe the word of God. The word of God is true. It's my blueprint to life. I'm believing the word of God. I know the word of God is true. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said the word of God is true. And everything that God has already spoken, it has manifested itself.
Amen.
When I stand on faith, I'm believing what God has already said.
Amen.
There's a page I was reading. Just give me a second, love it, and I wanted to share this real quick.
Okay.
Two things. When we were talking about how we just start our day, you know, we talk about that a lot because, you know, you and I can cut up. So we have to really make sure that we are really starting our day. And for those of you who are listening, there is no pretense with us. When we speak the word of God, we speak the word of God. We keep it real. We don't pretty it up because, listen, when you come into the family of God, we want you to know to come as you are, which means God is not looking to change the way he made you, but he's changing the way you think. But he's not, he made you unique. He made you to be yourself, but in agreement with him. So he's not looking for you to be like anybody else. He's looking for you to be yourself. Be truthful. Be honest. Don't try to pretend and be someone else. Just keep it real, but keep it pleasing in the sight of God at the same time. So with that said, when we were talking about when we get up in the morning, we don't spend that time with God. You know, I have to catch myself and say, you need to check that. And, you know, and I'm not talking to myself, but I know when I need to check that. When I just jump up and, you know, and I don't spend that time, that personal time, I need that time with God, because I know without that time in the morning when I first, before I start my day, I am a piece of work. So
that's right.
Therefore, so we have to put that thing in check. Listen, God, you know, I started out on the wrong foot. I need you to help me with this. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, it could be an early morning phone call or whatever the situation, you know, and we weren't prepared for that. But, you know, God is so faithful. He is such a faithful God, you know. And the first thing I said, Lord, forgive me. You know, I started out in a terrible way this morning. Lord, please forgive me. You know what I mean? And he works us. He works our way through that because he knows that we are not perfect, but we're striving for perfection, keeping in mind that Jesus Christ is the only perfect one. And then the other thing I wanted to share real quick, I have a book that I'm reading. It's called Speaking Into Existence, and it's by Prophetess Wanda Arnold. On day three, I read this morning. It was amazing to me. I'm going to read it real quick. Day three says, God knew where Adam was when he called out to him in the garden. Where are you? After all, God is all-knowing. God knows where you are as well. Allow him to show you the areas that you stand in before him naked. When you get the revelation, don't run and hide from him, but run to him because he loves you too much to leave you in that place. And her prayer at the end of that was, Lord, in my nakedness, I come before you because I want to be healed and made whole. I thought that was amazing, knowing that what we were going to be speaking of today and that word nakedness that keeps standing out, we need to make sure that we're covered and stop trying to hide ourselves, clothe ourselves with worldly covering. We need to come before God the way we are so that we can receive what it is that we need to receive from him so that we can be healed and help others to be healed instead of hurting them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we appreciate you, Lovey. Is that time? We appreciate everyone that's on the line. Do you have any announcements? I'm going to announce that we are having service on tomorrow, a Sunday school at 1, Sunday service at 2 at 670 Washington Street, Dorchester. I'm going to be in Texas.
Yay!
Yes! Could you just announce that? I am so excited.
Okay. Yes, I am so excited. I can't wait to see you guys. Next, it's March the 27th, March the 28th. We will be at, we will be having No More Chains in Christ, which is the ministry God allows me to oversee. We'll have our second conference. It's called the Resurrection Power Conference. It will be held at the Holiday Inn, 300 East Central Texas Expressway in Killeen, Texas. The registration is $45. Go ahead and get yourself registered. We have something on Friday night starting at 7 and Saturday morning starting at 10, all day from 10 to 3. And Saturday we have something for everyone, for the children. So bring your children. They will be ministered to as well. We have a separate area for them. So it's targeting everyone. So you guys come. I love you. Is one of our speakers. We have some awesome speakers, Apostle Forrest, both of them, Sister Ashley Cossey, Brother James Robertson, Brother Marshall Saws. We have Jen Meadows, who a Christian lyricist, Minister Jazz, who is a Christian comedian, and we have Maestro Music, along with our praise and worshipers, we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. Singles wanting to get married, you name it, married, bring the whole family. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And before we go, if anybody need prayer, you can hit the one or inbox us or text us or whoever have our number. Our church number is available on our website. Just give us a call or inbox us. We are available to pray, not to pray. It's a commandment for us to pray for one another. We love you all, and we thank
you
for tuning in.
We love you guys.
God bless you, and have an awesome night.
Amen. Good night. Thank you, guys. Love you.